9 to 7 after the hour, another hour of the Doug Steffen Good Day program. So Ken Kessler and Jennifer Horn are here. I expect Mr. McFadden to wander in at any point. Now, he's really stretching this, his privileges, because just because he has cancer.
Yeah.
He's really done.
Whatever.
Yeah, I know. It's
he doesn't even have it anymore.
No, it's gone.
He beat it, so what's his problem?
Yeah. We know what Roberta's problem is. Roberta's problem is Roberta.
Also a problem.
She said she'd be back today with Queen of Cheap Reports galore. But apparently she ran out of gas on the highway, and you know what happens after that. 888-302-3684. Speaking of running out of gas, you think yesterday was squash. Today, it's more of the same. Or is it pumpkin today? Maybe yesterday was squash. Today
pumpkin.
Is pumpkin. The House and the Senate and the executive branch just in a wash. It is. It's just a wash. Nothing on it. It's a wash. Back and forth. So let's find out what is open and what's closed during the shutdown. You think that makes good sense?
Yes.
A lot of people want to know what it is that's considered vital. I love that. Vital services
essential.
That ensure that you, if you're a senior, or you, if you're a young person, have access to good food and meals. That maybe is not going to last. I think some of those places were open yesterday. Apparently, those things are going to be closed today. No more federal funds for Meals on Wheels and all that sort of thing. All right? Call centers, hotlines, regional offices that help veterans understand their benefits, closed. Veterans' compensation, pension, education, other benefits, cut off. Every one of America's national parks and monuments, closed down. New applications for small business loans and loan guarantees, halted. Research into life-threatening diseases in other areas stopped. Work to protect consumers ranging from child product safety to financial security to safety of hazardous waste facilities ceased. Permits and reviews for planned energy and transportation projects stopped. Hundreds of thousands of federal employees, including many charged with protecting us from terrorist threats, defending our borders, inspecting our food, keeping our skies safe, were not going to be working after today. Hundreds of thousands of additional federal workers immediately furloughed yesterday. No pay. So does that mean they're not paid now? They're just not going to get paid for the days they don't work, right?
Yeah, just for the days they don't work.
Okay. You want to know what stays open?
Please.
Those are all closed.
Yeah.
Social Security beneficiaries will continue to get their checks. U.S. Postal Service keeps delivering the mail. Late as hell, but they keep delivering it. Active military will continue serving. Air traffic controllers, prison guards, border patrol agents remain on the job. NASA Mission Control continues to support astronauts. Can you imagine if they called them and said, hey, guys, we're going home. You're on your own.
Yeah. See ya. Wouldn't want to be ya.
Sorry, we're shutting you down up there.
Very
bad right.
Day.
Yeah, we're going to shut the engines down. You guys are on your own. Summer ride back. All right, so anyway. 888. Did I see another Biden glitch? Wait a minute. Hold on just a second. I just saw something. Another gaffe. Let's see what we have here. This is going to be good. Vice President Joe Biden accidentally revealed the cover of a classified document code word in a photo.
He is so good at all this.
During a photo op in the Oval Office yesterday, when the president and Biden met with Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu, the vice president was holding a binder to a classified document facing the... Look at this picture. The binder had the word code word written across it. The contents inside the document were not revealed.
What was the code word?
Classified. We have to kill you if we tell you, Jennifer.
Oh, come on.
Listen. I don't want to be a person that squeals. I think, though, if you had a... I have a picture. I'm looking at a picture. You could probably get a magnifying glass and figure it out pretty easily. I think that was the point. I mean, look at it. It says, classified document for the vice president's eyes only.
And everybody else who's looking at this picture.
Yep. Let's see what else we have. I don't know. You can't really. He's holding his hands over what apparently is inside.
No, this wasn't the Mitt Romney binder of women. This.
Da 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 da. No, I don't think that was what it was. No, but it's dangerous stuff. Dangerous.
Carlos Dangerous.
Dangerous. Carlos Dangerous. Isn't that his name? John McAfee. I wanted to spend a little more time on this because I think it's actually quite a good story. From DougStefan.com today, you know who McAfee is. He's the founder of McAfee Antivirus, right? Isn't that what it's called?
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Like Norton and all those others. So he's come up with a new device to create decentralized local networks. Now, I'm no technologist, but I know that it addresses, according to the story that I'm reading at my own website, DougStefan.com, he says there's no way the government can tell who you are or where you are when you use this device. Woo-hoo! It'll have a range of about 3 blocks, have private and public modes. Man, this guy's going to become a kajillionaire if he isn't already. This guy's very wealthy because...
This guy's going to disappear without a trace.
I know. What happened to Ed Snowden, by the way?
Yeah, exactly.
In a while.
You think so? That's going to be the end of him, huh? Well, listen, hopefully before he gets taken out, he'll be able to put this thing on the market, and
hopefully it works so the government can't find him.
Right. Or listen to your phone calls.
Yeah.
Actually. But if this, seriously, this thing has got to be, this will sell, this guy is got to be a genius. Huh? Don't you think it'll be?
Sure.
Christmas.
Oh, yeah.
Get it out for Christmas. Christmas time. Protect your family from the big bad boogie government that we have by getting this NSA device for your smartphone, your tablet, your laptop, or your computer from McAfee. That's very cool, I think.
I'd buy one, wouldn't
yep.
you?
Yep. Sure.
Yeah, I think it's supposed to be $100.
I'd get one for everybody in my family. I'd buy 4 or 5 of them. Give them to my family, friends. I don't want people listening to what I didn't do. I always love that. I love to go back there. Those two old hags that were in the airport in Baltimore sitting there telling each other, let me see if I can do a better job. I don't see what's wrong with them listening to me. I got nothing to hide. At 80, whatever she was, she probably doesn't have anything to hide. But that's not the point. All of you who say that, I got nothing to hide. I'm hard enough with my rear.
Oh, my gosh.
It doesn't make any difference whether you have anything to hide. It's against the law, boys and girls.
I agree with you, because I'm pretty boring. I don't have anything to hide. But really, do you want someone listening to your nothing to hide? Not really.
No, I don't want anybody listening to anything that I talk about. It's none of their business. 14 past the hour, 888-302-3684. All right, Jennifer, how are your eyes looking?
I think they look all right. They're still blue, sir.
No, under your eyes. I should be more qualifying.
That's not so good.
Under your eyes. A little puffy, is it?
A little tired looking.
A little tired looking.
Yeah.
All right. Boy, do I have something for you.
Really?
While you were gone, I procured a product that is just perfect for you.
Really?
And you, and you, and you. All of you who have puffiness and bags under your eyes, you need GenuCell.
G-E-N-U-C-E-L. That's why it's called GenuCell, right?
GenuCell. It's called GenuCell because?
Because I need it.
GenuCell. Right, exactly. She does. She can get it by calling 800-543-9262. Or if she plays the cards right, she can get it by calling me. 800-543-9262. Actually, Roberta has managed to commandeer most of the supplies that I've gotten my hands on because she thinks that she needs it for her puffy eyes. But the problem is she can't talk about it because she's not here. So I give it to you. The GenuCell product that we're talking about has 8 ingredients to significantly reduce the appearance of bags and puffiness under your eye. And because it's using this patented plant stem cell technology, it lasts longer. It works quicker, lasts longer. Get rid of the bags and puffiness. Call 800-543-9262 direct from the manufacturer and distributor. The long-term results are brilliant. Or your money back. 800-543-9262. So kiss off the puffiness. And by the way, you'll get an extra sort of nice surprise. You know the face cream Esotec that we used to talk about? Esotique, some people pronounce it. Esotech. Somebody told me yesterday that's the right way to pronounce it. I don't know how to pronounce it, but I know it's good. So you get one of those jars of cream when you order this powerful, incredibly good, dramatic, puffy, baggy eye thing. Fixes it fine. How do you like that for technology? Genucel, 800-543-9262.
Imagine if part of your job was to enjoy your favorite beer.
Ah, delicious.
Just about every day, our founder, Jim Cook, enjoys his favorite, Sam Adams Boston Lager. Why? To make sure it tastes as good as that first batch he brewed in his kitchen. Smooth yet flavorful, with a deep amber color and a head so thick you can float a bottle cap on it. In fact, every batch of Boston Lager is tasted over 100 times before it leaves our brewery. So if we haven't tasted it, neither will you.
Cheers, man. Cheers.
Sam Adams Boston Lager.
Boston Beer Company, Boston, Mass. Take it responsibly.
Is breakfast really the most important meal of the day? At Buffalo Wild Wings, we think a case can be made for lunch. Think about it. Award-winning hand-spun wings in 16 signature sauces and 5 seasonings, buffalitos, wraps, burgers, and salads. Yeah, we're thinking that's a pretty good argument. Now throw in the fact that we've got over 50 big screens to watch all the sports you'll ever want. It's officially a no-brainer. So next time, make lunch your game-winning meal.
Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports.
Hey, this is Guy Fieri. Now, when your recipe calls for red peppers, chili powder, garlic, and onions, you got the start of some awesome chili and maybe some heartburn. If that's the case, roll out the Rolaids Liquid.
Don't let heartburn keep you from enjoying the things you love. New Rolaids Liquid gets you back in the action fast. Even when your worst heartburn symptoms flare up, Rolaids Liquid dual active formula coats and soothes for rapid relief. New Rolaids Liquid in your choice of mint or cherry. Use as directed.
R-O-L-A-I-D-S. Now that's how you spell relief.
This fall, when your allergies strike, fight back with the power of Benadryl. It's proven more effective than Claritin at relieving your allergies. Get the powerful allergy relief of Benadryl and fight back when allergies attack. Benadryl, you know the drill.
Use only as directed. Based on studies in seasonal allergic rhinitis with Benadryl allergy, 50 milligrams 3 times daily versus Claritin 10 milligrams once daily. Claritin is a registered trademark of MSD Consumer Care Incorporated.
It's close enough to 20 past the hour, Jennifer, for a 2020 info quiz. By the way, in the next half hour, Jennifer has the television report. Got any hot stuff for us?
Oh, yeah, I do.
Yes, you do. Oh, yeah, I do.
Oh, yeah, I do.
Oh, yeah. Get the results of the ratings for Breaking Bad from Monday
night.
Huge. Pretty, yeah, they were good. All right, so here's the 2020 info quiz. Ready?
Ready.
Ready.
For the past 20 years or so, this company has been named the most valuable brand in the world. But this year, two other companies have moved ahead of this company. So your job for the really swell prize is to name all three of those companies. The one that for the past two decades has been the most valuable brand in the world.
Are they all the same type of industry?
No.
Okay.
Well, the two that have replaced the first one are, in essence, wouldn't you say, Kenny? The two that have replaced are of the same ilk. The first one has
them?
Nothing to do with what?
Can you eat any of it?
Well, the first one product is a consumable. I wouldn't say it was something you could eat.
Okay.
Unless it was frozen, and that's hard to do. And then the second has a name of something that you could eat.
Right.
However, eating the product
that
they predict
would not
that
taste
they produce
well.
Wouldn't taste too good. No.
Yeah.
All right, so you ready again? 2020 Info Quiz wants to know what has been the most valuable brand in the world for the last 20 years, and now what are the other two? They're all American companies, I'll give you that much. That's what you have to figure out. Go to 888-302-3684 or facebook.com/Good Day Show to answer the question. 888-302-DOUG. 21 after this is Good Day.
E-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapriot e-liquid by LeSig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapriot e-liquid by LeSig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapriot e-liquid by LeSig a long time ago. LeSig.com has everything. everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LeSig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriot at LeSig.com or call 870-525-1440, 870-525-1440. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit herbalhealer.com and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. Herbalhealer.com, working with the power of nature.
Jennifer?
Yeah, I love it.
Yeah. You watched it last night?
Did not see it last night. I like to watch it a couple of
After.
Days later.
Macy Estes is this singer's name. Singing a song called The Way. What do we know about that song, The Way?
So unhip right now? No idea.
You're unhip?
I'm a little unhip. I don't know about The Way.
Kenny, you know this song?
I don't recognize it.
All right. She did not get any interest from
that.
The coaches. None of them turned around. There are four coaches. None of them turned around. Do we want the explanation as to why they did? Why do we care? Let's just keep moving, right? Next contestant is Stephanie Ann Johnson singing Black Horse and a Cherry Tree. Man, I don't know these songs.
I know, me neither. Black Horse and a Cherry Tree.
That was a big hit for Katie Tunstall.
I'm going to let it do all the time.
Yeah, I've heard this.
Yeah.
That's a good song.
Yeah.
See, these shows, the coaches should tell the contestants to sing upbeat songs like this because that's what captures people's attention. Getting some of these ballads and these
you
slow
have to
songs.
Be perfect if you do a ballad.
Yeah, it's terrible. It's just, you can bury, you're right, you can bury mistakes
mm-hmm.
in a song like this. All right, so Adam CeeLo and Christina competed for her to join their team. Christina won. So there's Stephanie Ann Johnson going to Team Christina. Next performer is Sam Sinigla. His song, It's a Beautiful Day.
That you could hold me, baby, could get by by yourself. And I don't know who.
His song.
Cool.
I like him.
Friends when I came up with that line, and I'm sure that it's for the best. But if you ever change your mind,
it's a nice song. I like him, and I like this approach. It's a good song. Everybody like
very
it.
Very Michael Bublé-ish.
Yeah,
it is. It is a Michael Bublé song.
I know, but he sounds just like
him. Is it a Bublé song?
Yeah.
Good. Blake and CeeLo turned around, and Blake got him to join his team. So good. All right, next performer, as we go through the singers from The Voice last night, Jennifer Newbery sings Locked Out of Heaven.
Not bad.
Huh. Wow. do want to listen to the coaches explain why they don't turn around for particular singers. So let's pick their response to Jennifer as they explain why they didn't turn around.
Where are you from?
I'm originally from Sweden.
Well, you're beautiful, that's for damn sure.
Well, thank you.
Hey. I was thinking to myself, and I wasn't even really being critical, so critical about your voice, because you sounded great. I love your tone. I like that breathiness in your voice.
She has a great voice.
She does. You have a great voice.
You started off really strong. There were some things with some of the notes, pitch-wise, but I don't think anybody in this room wouldn't agree that you do have a great voice. It just, I think it maybe needs a little work.
Thank you.
Part of the process for me when I pick somebody is hopefully I'm picking people that have a good grasp on what they're good at coming into this thing, and I kind of felt like your voice is better suited for a different style of music.
Bruno Mars, I really love what he does. I feel like you stuck a little bit too much to the things that he did with the record, and I just wanted sort of to get to know you a little bit more as a vocalist.
That sounds like weak. Those are all weak.
Just weak song choice. It does make
but
a
also
difference.
But they sounded weak in their response to her.
Mm-hmm.
28 after, this is Good Day.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. Achoo! Learning to live with your pet and allergies. You know, if you suffer from allergies and are first considering a pet, there are some breeds of dogs and cats that are less apt to irritate allergies. Among the dog breeds, there are poodles because they have hair versus fur, terriers, Portuguese water dogs, and the Irish water spaniel. And among cats, there's the Rex and other shorthand breeds, but also remember that there are the hairless cats, the Sphinx as well. But if you already have a pet, there are things you can do to keep those allergies in check. First of all, make sure the house is vacuumed on a regular basis using a vacuum cleaner that has a HEPA filter. Wash your bedding as well as the pet's bedding every day. And if the allergies are really severe, have an allergy-free room. Maybe there's one room in the house where you can go in when your allergies are bothering you. That's kind of a pet-free zone. Make sure you use the proper coat conditioner. Make sure you use a good shampoo. Make sure the dog's skin and coat is in good shape. And if you have a cat, have someone wipe the cat every day, because most people are not allergic to the cat's fur. They're allergic to the cat's saliva. I'm Warren Eckstein.
I'm Warren Eckstein. 20 years ago, I developed my Hugs and Kisses supplements for both dogs and cats to solve the number one pet problem, shedding. Using the finest ingredients made only in the USA, my Hugs and Kisses supplement with lecithin reduces shedding and promotes healthy skin and a full shiny coat. But don't take my word for it. Just listen to what my listeners say about Hugs and Kisses.
I just want to tell you how much we love the Hugs and Kisses, and our doggy Shotzi loves them, and her coat is so smooth. I have told more people, because they ask me, wow, her coat is just beautiful.
Imagine, no more shedding, itching, or scratching. My Hugs and Kisses supplements come with a 30-day guarantee and a 20-year track record. When your name is on the label, your reputation is on the line. Order today at thepetshow.com or call 1-800-430-4847. That's 1-800-430-4847, 1-800-430-HUGS, and log on to thepetshow.com.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Can Heart and Body Extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using Heart and Body Extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I had very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for long and healthy life.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you. Has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day. Unique, affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927. 866-229-0927. Or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
It is 33 past the hour. Yes, it is a good day. Jennifer Horn, Rich McFadden, Ken Kessler here on the Good Day program. Jennifer will have our television news in 10 or 12 minutes. I may throw in a few tidbits here and there. We're working on a 2020 info quiz. What has been the most valuable brand in the world for the last 20 years? But this year, two other American companies have moved ahead of that brand.
Yeah,
what's the... And you can get all the information, by the way. The story is at DougStefan.com. It's not like this was a big secret. So you can figure that out. Swell prize available. 888-302-3684. You get any answers to it at Facebook.com/Good Day Show, Kenny?
Nothing yet.
All right. What are you seeing there in terms of comments on at both Twitter and Facebook on the continuing government shutdown, the launching of the insurance marketplace, glitches there? What do you hear? What do you see? What do you sense? What do you feel?
Dwayne says, thank you, GOP, for providing your own political demise in 2014. You're making it so much easier to run against you. And then Ron says, Obama has lost all legitimacy to lead this nation for not preventing this shutdown.
Mm-hmm. So, both sides?
Right.
Yeah.
Very fair and balanced.
Fair and balanced. And we mean it, yes. 888-302-3684. Coming up, how to prep for an awesome Halloween, because that's on everybody's mind. Anything except talking about the government shutdown and the marketplace, because it was just kind of a mess yesterday. Richie drove in from suburban Washington to the studio, which is closer to the city line.
Were you okay,
the traffic yesterday was bad. Today, how's the traffic?
The traffic yesterday was very heavy. The traffic today was lighter, but not. It didn't look like a ghost town, that's for sure.
No.
There's still all the government contractors, I guess, are still going into work.
Well, But they're not going to. They will get their checks after they get their.
Everybody's going to get paid.
Yeah. Well, I'm not getting paid. I was told yesterday by two advertising agencies they weren't going to pay
right.
on time because they weren't getting all of their funds.
What a
funds.
Convenient excuse for
very, that's what I did,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, it was very handy. I was very yeah. happy to hear that. Yeah. Thanks
but,
very much.
But, you know, there have already been resolutions passed that will ensure that all federal workers get paid after the fact.
Well, are they going to get paid for not showing up?
Yes.
See, that's what they did before. I'm against that.
It's right. It goes
that's
back,
wrong.
Right?
If you're going to shut it down, shut it down.
Right.
Yeah. What's the point? Oh, come on. Really? Is that going to happen?
And then I heard
it.
Some factoid that, you know, obviously Congress is still getting paid. Some of their staffers are not, but the actual Congress.
But they're going to get paid after the fact. They're not going to lose any pay.
They don't get interrupted like
well,
the military.
Wait a minute. I saw something, though. Hold on just a minute.
And it's like $10,000 an hour it costs us to have those clowns running around.
What are you talking about? The members of Congress?
Members of Congress and Senate.
Looking for photo ops yesterday at the
World War II veterans.
Yeah, right.
I don't understand it. How do you close something that's made of rock?
Yeah, you get rocks
There's
in your head.
There's a trick to it.
All right. So here's something that you may or may not have heard that was related to what Richie just said, but this is why I'm confused. Because the Labor Department said yesterday afternoon that unemployment compensation for the federal employees under the Federal Employee Compensation Act is going to take place. So you can file a claim to get money from your last duty station. So if the Department of Labor is going to help furloughed federal employees get unemployment, are they going to get paid on top of that? What kind of a deal is this?
Double dipping.
Come on. This can't be true, is it?
This is how well they manage.
This is what they do.
Of course it's true.
For federal employees who have been furloughed, they may qualify for benefits if they have earned sufficient wages during the 12 months prior to this, as determined by their own state's unemployment compensation law.
It's shameful.
The state will advise you as to whether or not you are eligible. Once furloughed employees file a claim, they'll be required to file eligibility certifications every week. So, going back to 1995, December 15th, 21 days, this is when this process procedure was put together. I don't know if I'm flabbergasted. I don't know. I think I'm angry about this.
You sound flabbergasted.
I am. How do they get
absolutely.
Unemployment, get paid in arrears, and they're not doing anything? You shouldn't get either.
800,000 federal workers being furloughed as a result of the government shutdown. Representative Jim Moran of Virginia, my congressman. He's in the district next to me. My congressman is Jerry, what's his face? His moron. Members of Congress are calling
moron.
For retro.
He's mine,
yeah.
too.
calling for retroactive pay for civil servants.
Yeah.
So, Moran, all the local
so
Washington.
So, why don't they just
Maryland,
have the government open then?
And
instead of screwing the public. There's another. See, this is the side issue that nobody knows about. Nobody's talking about this. Nobody anywhere is having this conversation. And this is more important than all this other crud that's floating around. The real story of the screwing that you're getting, you can't get government services. These people have been sent home to screw you. That's what the government, the Congress, the Senate, the President are screwing you.
Yeah, whether they work or whether they
because
don't.
Because these
you're
people
still
are
going to
get paid no matter what, and
right.
they're going to collect unemployment.
Right.
You
right.
are getting screwed, blued, and tattooed twice, double dipping screwing. What an outrage.
Jerry Conway is my...
My God.
Yes. And this is one where Moran and Conley and Eleanor Holmes, Norton, Elijah Cummings, all of the Maryland and Chris Van Hollen, all of the Maryland and Virginia representatives get on this because they know...
Yeah.
If they don't go represent their people,
right.
they're done. Because that's what this town does, is government.
Waging war on the taxpayer. That's what this is. Your government that you pay for is waging war on you. That's like so much in the government. When
it's
OSHA comes, instead of helping
face.
You in your business, they fine you and don't tell you how to fix your problem.
If it isn't an insult enough that
what
they can't
insult.
Get together and figure this out,
yeah.
that they have to double dip and pay everybody twice.
with our money.
This is crazy. Really disgusting. 888-302-3684. All right, let's get to the 2020 info quiz. I've asked what was the most valuable brand in the world for the last 20 years?
The U.S. government.
And what? No.
That wasn't it?
Not likely.
What's the most horribly run thing in the world? Then you get the government in. Anyway, there are two companies that have moved ahead of this company. So we're looking for all three of the names. Ryan, listening in Palm Springs at KPSI. Hi, Ryan. Hello, Ryan. This is Dougie.
Hello, Ryan.
Hello, Ryan.
John. Right. To take John's a nappy.
Craig.
Here's Craig in San Jose. Two California callers. Hi, Craig.
Good morning.
How are you doing?
Doing well.
That's good. All right, you want to name first the most valuable brand in the world until now?
The one that you can freeze and put in the slurpee will be Coke.
Yes.
Very good.
Coca-Cola. Most valuable brand in the world, but it has been passed by what other brands?
One that you can eat would be an apple.
Yes.
The other one is not edible, Google.
Right. And, Google sounds almost like something you could eat.
I could eat a Google.
Eat a Google. There's got to be a new cookie or a chip called a Google.
The Google.
Yeah.
You can eat a Goober.
You could eat a Goober, and then there are Bugle chips, so there's like there's gross. Something.
Yeah.
There you go.
All right, so you get a swell prize, Craig. How's that for a deal?
Thank you. I get my education from the Doug Steffen Morning Show.
Listen, I want to know what you think of what we just said about the, never mind these guys have been sent home, they can get unemployment, and they're going to get paid for doing nothing when they come back. What do you think of that, Craig?
Well, if you're the recipient of that, I think you'd be feeling pretty good about it. But being a taxpayer, paying twice for no work at all is absurd.
Yeah.
So what do we do about it?
It's unabsurd.
What do we do about it?
It's up to us. But the American public, we will not vote out our congresspeople.
No.
We just won't do it.
No, we don't.
And they know it. That's why they keep doing what they're doing.
Well. Amazing.
So much of what we vote on is name recognition, people just vote for a name they're comfortable with.
Last night,
I like the guy
Jimmy
that's like,
Kimmel.
Guy I don't know.
Matter of fact, let's put this in the television report. Richie, find that bit of audio from Jimmy Kimmel last night where he sent somebody out onto the street to ask people the difference between the Affordable Care Act and Obamacare. Wait till you hear some of this moronic stuff. We'll give you that. I'm not going to tell you how to prep for an awesome Halloween. We're not going to have time for that. We'll do it later. We are going to do the television report and show you how foolish some of your fellow citizens are, coming right up here on Good Day.
You've had 60-some-odd years to prepare for this moment. 60-some-odd years that added up to a squishy, squashy backyard squirt gun battle. And it's here, in this healthy little water war with your grandkids, that the question hits you. How did I get here? Is it just living in moderation or saving with gusto? Like getting 20% off your Rite Aid purchases every first Wednesday of the month with Rite Aid's new Wellness 65 Plus. 20% off Wednesdays help seniors save big on water guns and everything else. Wellness 65 Plus also lets you accumulate points for every prescription, even Medicare, that earn you up to 20% off your Rite Aid purchases fast. It's one more way Rite Aid is helping you stay here, now that you've actually gotten here. Here, soaking wet and slinking through your own rose bushes. Stop by your Rite Aid, enroll free, and save this Wednesday with Wellness 65 Plus. With us, it's personal. Certain limitations apply. See your Rite Aid store or RiteAid.com for details.
Hey, it's Guy Fieri, and before the game, it's all about the tailgating. Burgers, sausage and peppers, onions, hot wings, you name it. But come game time, if you got yourself a whole bunch of heartburn, roll out the Rolaids.
Don't let heartburn keep you from enjoying the things you love. Rolaids gets you back in the action fast. Its dual-active formula neutralizes more acid than Tums. For indigestion and heartburn, get rapid relief with Rolaids.
R-O-L-A-I-D-S? Now that's how you spell relief.
Use as directed. Acid neutralization may not correlate with symptom relief.
This fall, when your allergies strike, fight back with the power of Benadryl. It's proven more effective than Claritin at relieving your allergies. Get the powerful allergy relief of Benadryl and fight back when allergies attack. Benadryl, you know the drill.
Use only as directed based on studies in seasonal allergic rhinitis with Benadryl allergy 50 milligrams 3 times daily versus Claritin 10 milligrams once daily. Claritin is a registered trademark of MSD Consumer Care Incorporated.
Little Jack Horner sat in a corner of his ransacked apartment, wondering what kind of nitwit steals a futon. Luckily, the Geico Insurance Agency had helped him with renter's insurance, and he got full replacement. Unfortunately, little Jack Horner had to have his stomach pumped when he ate a six-month-old Christmas pie. Visit Geico.com to see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
Go on, sweetie, jump to Dad.
I'm not sure, Daddy. The water's cool.
There are moments in life that cause us to hesitate.
Jump right here.
Okay. Here I come.
I got you. Good job.
I did it. That was fun.
But once we take action, we're really glad that we did. If you're thinking about selling your home, don't hesitate. Interest rates are low and buyers are in the market. Every market's different. Call a Realtor today and visit Realtor.com. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors.
There was 57 channels and nothing on.
Hi, television time here on the Good Day program. Jennifer Horne's back for the first report in 6 weeks. I've had to do this for the last five weeks. So, I see somebody is doomed on The Simpsons. What the heck is
going
on?
Yeah, I love this story.
Really?
Very scary. Oh, my goodness. All right, someone is going to die on The Simpsons. This is according to executive producer Al Jean. I like to make him sound French, although it might be Al Jean. He revealed plans
Al Shabaab
to kill off a character during a conference call about the show's 25th season. He said, quote, "I'll give you a clue that the actor playing the character won an Emmy for playing that character, but I won't say who it is."
Thank you for coming. I'll see you in hell.
It doesn't really help because 25 people have won Emmys for their work on The Simpsons, so it doesn't really narrow it down. Be on the lookout for that. Now, also good news, if you're a Modern Family fan, which a lot of people are, looks like the producers of that show are going to try to do a spinoff, and it's going to be built around Rob Riggle. Rob Riggle is Phil Dunphy's frenemy, who is the counter real estate agent on the show. It looks like they're going to try to take that up for next season, so that'll be kind of fun. Unforgettable with Poppy Montgomery. Dougie, you like her. I think you're interested.
I like the show. Yeah.
Well, it was going to get canceled after the first season, but now they've just renewed it for a third season. They're going to be moving forward. CBS will move forward with both Unforgettable and Under the Dome, so that's good news for that show. And then congratulations are in order. Mark Paul Gosselaar, you remember him from Saved by the Bell. He and his wife welcomed their first child together on Monday, a son named Decker Edward.
How do those people stay so well-known?
Well, he's on another show with that other cute guy. Come on.
The other cute guy.
Cable.
Shoot.
Oh, boy.
I'm forgetting.
Come on.
Not
Rizzoli and Isles.
Like, okay.
But I'll think of it.
Okay.
All right. There you go.
All right.
TV report.
wait, hold on a minute. Jennifer, have you been watching The Blacklist?
I have it on DVR. I haven't seen it yet.
So good.
Hi, Richie. You have a clip there from The Tonight Show. This is the anniversary of the first night of The Tonight Show in 1962. So I thought it would be kind of fun if we had...
Is that in my TV cuts, Dudley?
Franklin and Bash, by the way.
No. There you go.
Have you got it? It was. You guys don't talk to each
cut
other.
Number 24.
So. No, it's not 24.
Oh, no, it's 24.
All right, never mind.
Tomorrow's Friday.
Friday?
Yeah. Who do we have tomorrow?
I don't know.
Well,
I'm not going to be here. I don't know.
Are you putting me on?
No, I'm off. I'm going to be out of town tomorrow, so.
What do you mean you're going to be out of town
tomorrow? I'm going to be.
Tomorrow's Friday.
I know that, but I can take a day off once in a while. You certainly invented it.
Classic.
I loved those two guys. Man, they missed. I really miss Ed from time to time. I think a lot about him. Very good guy. All right. Now, I don't know that we have time for the clip that came from Jimmy Kimmel last night, who's no Johnny Carson, by the way. There's none of these guys.
It's a different time. I mean, they're great in their own way.
Yeah, but in their own way, they're all right. Anyway, Kimmel sent a reporter out on the street onto Hollywood Boulevard. Where is that studio, Jennifer, by the way? Where is he?
It's right by the Pantages Theater, right on Hollywood Boulevard.
Yeah, but what's the intersection? Is it
Hollywood and Vine?
Is it Hollywood and Vine?
Yeah.
All right. Anyway, so it was just extraordinary to hear the ignorance of people. You know, you have Jay goes out and does his jaywalking.
The difference between Obamacare and affordable care.
Right. It's the same.
People like one or the other.
Right.
Yeah. But it's just incredible how much some people don't know. Nobody listening to the Good Day program would be that dumb, though.
Later this morning, we're going to ask people to call in and explain the difference and see how many we get.
51 okay. after.
Nutritious food is real body armor. It builds muscle, burns fat, improves digestion, and feeds the entire body the nutrients it needs. Did you know the U.S. government banned the hemp plant from growing in the United States and classified it as a Schedule I drug to hide it behind the marijuana plant? People have been confused about this plant for over 80 years, and many still don't know what hemp is. So now you know hemp is not marijuana, and marijuana is not hemp. They are different varieties of the same species. Hemp USA.org wants the world to know these basic facts and to help people understand that hemp protein powder is the best-kept health secret you need to know about. Remember, hemp protein powder contains 53% protein, is gluten-free, anti-inflammatory, non-GMO, and is loaded with nutrients. Call 888-910-4367, 888-910-4367, and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at hempusa.org.
In times of disaster, internet and mobile networks will go dark. A wealth of online information will be completely inaccessible. Now, imagine the most extensive survival and disaster preparedness library ever created, with information for every possible scenario, still available to you without online access. That's the survival key. Ben Franklin said it best. By failing to prepare, you're preparing to fail. Get your survival key at GetSurvivalKey.com. Quite literally, the key to your survival. GetSurvivalKey.com.
You're the kind of person who makes smart choices and is always prepared. That's why the PrepMart.com is perfect for you. Cook a great backyard meal with steam in about an hour with the Can Cooker Jr. Normally $74, on sale now for just $64.95. It's great for camping and emergencies, and batteries are on sale. Up to 10% off our low prices right now at ThePrepMart.com. Great customer service you can trust. Get prepared at ThePrepMart.com. That's ThePrepMart.com.
Past the hour now. It's the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Time now in the service department for Warren Eckstein to come in and check the oil and the water, see if the transmission's running okay, got enough brake fluid.
Doug, he does a pet segment.
Yeah. Oh, it's the pet. Wait a minute.
I'm in the
wrong page. All right, I want to find out from Warren. Richie, we need some time here.
Nah,
or not?
Go ahead. It's all right. Warren.
So Warren Eckstein, pet expert extraordinaire, one of my, I would say, good broadcast friends. Wouldn't you say you and I are good broadcast friends?
We get along.
It's complicated.
Okay, see if I send you a Hanukkah present. All right, so Charlotte's been getting into the poo in the barn.
Oh.
And I was, although I told Jose that if I saw another pile, see, they clean out the calf pens. And they put the stuff that's got hay in it, they put it on the floor, and then they go around with a wheelbarrow and pick it up. Sometimes they forget to pick it up. So last night, Charlotte came into the house, and she stunk.
When you say get into it, do you mean she's eating it?
Yes.
Or she's rolling around in it?
And you share ice cream cones with her, you weirdo.
Well, not even
water bottles.
Yeah, anyway. So I was really annoyed. But I seem to I can't remember what that does, and so there are a lot of dogs who eat a lot of strange things, and it doesn't seem to affect them.
I had a dog once that ate the cat box stuff, like Almond Roca. I mean, just popping those puppies.
All right, so Warren. Aren't you glad you showed up for this?
My Cheerios taste funny this year.
Why do dogs eat poop, Warren?
Why? Yeah, what happens to them?
There's a lot of reasons why dogs eat poop. Number one, if a dog was confined, like a lot of dogs are in kennels, and they have an accident, very often they would rather eat the mess than stay with it.
In some cases,
if dogs were overly corrected when they were being housebroken, they would rather eat the mess than be caught with it. But here's the situation. Very often...
Neither of those two things are true with dogs.
Exactly. So, but very often what will happen is if a dog, for some reason, all of a sudden starts doing that, there could be something with the dog's digestion or something in the diet that's missing. So it's not unusual for them to start eating unusual things. For example, in kids, when they start eating different things, it could be called pica. Not in York, because I don't think that's the case here, Doug.
Isn't that when they eat rocks or something?
They can eat rocks, they can eat paper.
I'm feeding her the same nutritional stuff. The stuff that I have costs $70 a bag.
Yeah.
It's not like it was cheap stuff, and it's that the kibbles and the vegetarian stuff that I've been feeding her for years, you know.
But how many times a day do you feed Charlotte?
In the morning and at night.
I would throw in the third feeding.
Really?
Not more food. I feed my dogs three times a week, and bulldogs are one of those.
Three times a week?
I mean, three times.
Horrible, man.
Really? Yeah.
Call the ASPCA now.
I've been wondering why she's looking a little thin lately. But I feed them three to four times a day. First of all, most veterinarians will tell you, just like with people, the healthiest way to eat is several small meals throughout the day. Mm-hmm. So even though Charlotte is getting all the nutrition she needs, and you're giving her the best food she needs, possibly during the day at 3 o'clock, Doug, when you reach for that Snicker bar, maybe Charlotte gets a little hungry and that seems appetizing.
Charlotte has snacks with me. I often share the bars that I have. I have like Lara bars in the truck. And if I have an apple, she eats part of the apple.
But that's when you want her to eat.
Yeah, okay.
She doesn't grab the apple by herself. So it's not, especially a dog that hangs around in a barn scenario, not unusual for them to try to eat what the other animals are eating even after it's been eliminated.
Yeah.
You can stop it if you'd like, though.
Stop what?
Stop her from eating that.
I'm going to stop her from eating it by making sure the barn is clean.
Well, that's one way to approach it.
But stopping her would be feeding her more often, is what you're saying.
Well, you can feed her more, not more food. We don't want it chubby.
She's very sleek and very healthy. Everybody loves her. She's checked out for those little nodules. I told you about the nodules she had on her butt, and I want to know whether to take them off or not.
Oh, my gosh. I haven't been here for this hour in 5 weeks, and I am so glad.
I'm glad to hear that. Let me give you a little tip, though. I'm going to give you a great tip, though. When I lived in Cobleskill, I was around a lot of dairy cows, and a lot of the dogs had the same problem.
Yep.
Take a couple of balloons, blow the balloons up. Put them in the manure area where the manure is, under the manure. When Charlotte goes to eat the manure, the balloon will break. It's like God corrected her once or twice, never again.
Uh-huh. Oh, that is so scary.
And then the dog poos,
and then the cows eat it, and it's a vicious cycle.
I want the photograph of Doug placing a balloon in the cow poop. That's the photograph.
Do it.
I want.
Thank you, Warren. I'll be sure to get my camera and send it. We'll put it on Facebook.
Oh, go give Charlotte a kiss.
Not now, thanks. Warren, next time.
Please.
Good day. For 59 after on Good Day.
Hi, my name is DeRay. Suffering from migraines, having Botox injections in my head and neck to alleviate pain, costing $1,500 out of my pocket. I discovered Dr. Ortman and Gentle Touch Chiropractic Adjustment called NUCA. I'm migraine-free since my first adjustment. Thanks for giving me my life back, Dr. Ortman. I wish they prescribed you instead of Botox.
Thanks, DeRay. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the solution. We design a nutritional supplement program the body can handle, actually absorb, providing nutrients, targeting the problem area. Between NUCA and nutrition, we will have you on the road to a faster and more permanent recovery. Look us up on the web at drortman.com or call 952-303-9124. Let us help you feel better faster. Wellspring Spinal Care at 952-303-9124. Again, that's 952-303-9124 or on the web at drortman.com.